shirt. Wet. Your blouse and skirt. Wet.
Yeah, man.
My neck.
You're wet.
Hot. Wet. Your lower back.
Wet.
A blouse and shirt.
Wet. Yeah, man. Between your legs.
Wet.
All right, you listen to Caribbean, you will listen to Beat the World. We're coming up right after the news.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Montrealers gathered in front of Concordia's GM building Thursday night to honor the victims of the Boeing plane crash in Iran. There were no survivors of the crash. 63 Canadians were on board, and at least six of them lived in Montreal. Their names are Siavash Gafouri-Azar, Sarah Mamani, Arvind Moratab, Ada Farzaneh, Shahab Rana, and Niloufar Sadr. Canadian and U.S. officials, including Prime Minister Trudeau, say they have intelligence suggesting the plane was brought down by an Iranian missile. Trudeau told reporters the alleged strike could have been an accident on Thursday. Iran has denied the allegations, calling them acts of, quote, psychological warfare. It marks the third crash of a Boeing aircraft in the last 2 years. The MAX line has been grounded after two planes of the same model went down for reasons linked to mechanical faults. The most recent plane is part of Boeing 737-800 third generation of aircrafts. That's one generation before the MAX line. In other news, road fatalities in Quebec are at a 10-year low. That's according to the 2019 annual report from the Sûreté du Québec. It found road accidents dropped from 350 in 2010 to 230 last year. Speeding, intoxication, and distracted driving were the main causes of fatal accidents, according to the report. Finally, the $5 bill is getting a makeover. The Bank of Canada is expected to call for nominations on a new figure to replace Prime Minister Wilfrid Laurier on the fiver. It's unclear if the redesign will follow the convention set by the rebranded $10 note, the only bill with a vertical design. Bank of Canada manager Stephen Pelos said more information will be available by the end of the month, according to CBC News. To hear all the newscasts and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Let's go! I don't want to be late. It's already noon! He is in the house! DJ 610 is in the house! Caribbean Kalalu is in the house.
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Kalalu, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie.
Oh yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to Caribbean Kalalu. Yeah man, we are here every Saturday afternoon. Comes rain or shine or slippery or slidey. And today is wetty. We call today wetty day. Yeah man, and we like everything wet. Especially when we get in close to someone you love. So that's why we're producing all this in the mid of winter. Imagine when it's supposed to be normally about 20 below all the time, or 30 below, or even more than that, where you'll be freezing, you'll be skating all over the place. And if you want to go to Toronto or to Ottawa, you got to get on a skate and skate up there because you can't drive. But these days, hey, everything is nice and Caribbean-ish. That's why we call this Caribbean Callaloo, so to keep it nice. I dreamt about something for a long time, and we had it last year, you can say. Green Christmas. We had a Green New Year, a slightly white New Year, but it didn't last for long. And we're going to be keeping it green for a while, and nice and warm and cozy. Caribbean Callaloo, here we go. If you wanna, I'm gonna do a couple of things quickly, and then we are gonna get into the program. So before we do anything else, you know, it's normally start off with a lovely, lovely music for you like this to share the blessings that come down from above.
I'm only human. Well, I'm just a woman. Lord, help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time. Sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Lord, give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Well, yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Oh, Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked amongst men? Oh, Lord Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than dying, shooting and stealing, violence and crime. Oh, Lord, for my sake, teach me when to take one day at a time. Whoa. One day. Jesus, oh, that's all I'm asking of you. Oh, Lord, give me the strength to do every day what I have to do for you.
Yesterday, oh, yes. Yesterday's gone.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus. You know, when I listen to the song, it reminds me of a very, very, very good friend of mine. And then he passed away about 12 years ago on the 14th of January, which his anniversary will be coming up on Tuesday. And as I have to, you know, the last show he ever did, he came to Montreal and did it for me. The 28th of November of that, 2007 or something like that. And my friend Salush, may you rest in peace, because you know something, boy, I can't say what I want to say about when I talk about Salush. We went to school, we grew up together, went to school together, we had fun, a lot of fun together. Came to Montreal, he went to, as a matter of fact, to Trinidad and Tobago. And they won the comedy of the Caribbean comedy show, the first one they ever put on there over there in Trinidad and Tobago. And from that, he rose to the top of comedians in the Caribbean. And my friend, he's resting in peace. He came here in Montreal for me the last year, in November, the end of November, the last Sunday in November, did a big show. Then we went all the way to Quebec City the first time he played in snow. He called the radio station in St. Vincent and tell him, hey, guess what? I'm playing in snow here in Montreal. And went to Quebec City. Then we came back and we went over there to Brooklyn, New York to visit his family and his daughter who was going to school down there. Came back to Montreal, went home in December, around the 8th or 10th of December, something like that. And by January, like 1 month later, he passed away from a massive heart attack. Oh boy, this is one of his albums that he did. That I was there when he produced it. Oh my gosh. Anyway, he's talking about he had two lovely daughters. And he was telling everybody, if you want to come and date my daughters, this is what you got to do. Salush!
This is a jam from all the fathers in the land to all the rude boys. I mean, Salush. We got 10 simple rules to date our daughters. And if you follow these rules, you would live long. Rule 1. If you pull into my driveway and honk your horn, you better be delivering a package ready. Because you sure not picking up any stupidness here. Rule 2. You do not touch my daughter in front of me. Never. You may glance at her as long as you do not peer at anything below her neck. If you cannot keep your eyes and your hands off of my daughter body, I will remove yours from your body. Rule 3. I am aware that it is considered fashionable for boys of your age to wear their trousers so loosely that they appear to be falling off their hips. Please don't take this as an insult, Trini. But if you and all your friends continue doing this, all you looking more stupid and stupid every day. Still, I want to be fair and open-minded. About this issue here, I propose this compromise. You may come to the door with your trousers showing, your underwear showing, everything showing, and your pants 10 times too big. I will never ask you. No way. However, in order to ensure that your clothes do not in fact come off during the course of the date with my daughter, Dread, I will have to take my electric nail gun and fasten your trousers securely in place on your waist. Rule 4. I am sure that you've been told in today's world, sex without utilizing a barrier method of some kind or the other could kill you. Let me elaborate. When it comes to sex, I am the barrier. And Dread, I go really have to kill you. Rule 5. It is usually understood that in order for us to get to know each other, we should talk a little about sports, politics, and other issues of the day. Please, for God's sake, don't do that. The only information I require from you, Dread, is an indication of when you expect to have my daughter safely back at my house. And the only word I need to hear from you on this subject is early bird. Early. Splection your hair, aye? Rule 6. I have no doubt that you are a popular fellow with many opportunities to date other girls. This is fine with me, as long as it's okay with my daughter. Otherwise, once you have gone out with my little girl, you will continue to date no one but her. until she is satisfied and finished and done with. If you make her cry at any time, I will make you cry. Oh yeah, Bishman. As you stand in my front hallway, waiting for my daughter to appear, and more than an hour go by, do not sigh, nor fidget, nor do no stupidness. If you want to be on time for the movie, you should not be dating. My daughter is putting on her makeup at that time, a process that can take longer than painting the whole of the financial complex. Instead of just standing up there looking like an idiot, why don't you just do something useful, like changing the oil in my car and fixing the flat tire? Too cool! The following
Salus.
Places are not appropriate.
Right, yeah.
With my dad.
Salus!
This is where there are beds.
I tell you, that's the rules that he would put down if you want to date his daughter.
Places where there are no parents.
And he was very, very mean when it comes to his daughter. Anybody wants to date his daughters.
This is where there is dancing, holding hands, and squeezing up one another like if you're walking in a bed.
Solution, he would say at that end of that, you got to clap for that.
It's warm enough to induce my daughter to wear shorts, tank tops, midriff, t-shirt, and all them kind of flimsy looking thing. A sweater and a goose tongue parka zip up to her throat is very good. Movies with a strong romantic or sexual theme are to be avoided at all times. Movies with features chains are, oh yes, I love this one, hey, that's so good. Football, cricket, tennis is okay with me. Old folks home on a Sunday, that's nice. Oh yeah. Rule 9, don't ever lie to me. I may appear to be pot-bellied, balding, middle-aged, dim-witted, and look like a has-been, but on issues relating to my dad, I am the all-knowing, merciless God of your universe. And if I ask you where you are going, and with whom you're going, you have but one chance to tell me the truth. The whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I have a shotgun, a cutlass, and two big stones, a shovel, and 5 acres of land in the back of my house. Dread don't trifle with me. Rule 10.
Oh yes.
Be afraid.
Let me hear Rule 10.
Very afraid. It takes very little for me to mistake the song of your car in my driveway for a chopper soaring overhead looking for marijuana. When my agent Orange start to act up, the voices in my head frequently tell me to clean my guns as I wait for you to bring my daughter home. As soon as you pull into the driveway, you shall speak in a clear voice. Exit the car with both hands in plain sight. Speak the perimeter word. Announce that you have brought my daughter home safely and early. Then return to your car. One more thing. There's no need at all for you to come inside and leave again. The camouflage face at the window is mind red. These are the rules.
These are the rules. Salush, I tell you something. Boy, we surely miss you with your funniness and your funny jokes and everything else. Boy, about 12 years ago, he passed on the 14th of January, which would be Tuesday. So I'm trying to celebrate Salush because the last show he ever did in his life, it was right here in Montreal when I brought him here. So we got to remember him, and he was always, always funny and one of the funniest comedians at the time that come out of the Caribbean. Salush! Clap for that. We'll be right back.
Tame Impala in concert. Tame Impala, an incredible transcendent live performance. Bell Center, June 3rd. With special guest, Perfume Genius. Get tickets now at eventco.ca. The new album, The Slow Rush, is available February 14th. Check more at tameimpala.com.
World music, interviews, new releases, community events, every Saturday from noon to 2 on CJLO 6090 AM with Kelly, Sugar Nene, and Mr. Lala. We travel all around the world. Check out Beat the World every Saturday from noon to 2.
Oh yes, the number here is 514 848-7471 if you want to give me a call and have any special request and want to say anything at all that you want to say, give me a call, 514-848-7471, or you could send a text at that same number. Today we are celebrating Solush over the 12 years that he is gone on the other side. But my friend, you're gone, but you would be never forgotten, especially in my life, because, you know, we grew up as boys, went to school together, grew up, and then you worked at we call it Bell Canada here, but in St. Vincent, I forgot what you call it. telecommunications office. He started there and he finished, retired there and everything else. And Solush is the one who responsible for me being on the radio. He pushed me. When I go to St. Vincent, he had a radio program and a nice radio. And then every Thursday night, and boy, people from all over the world recognize my voice anytime because of Solush. And he came to Montreal several times and he said, "Man, you got to do this. And eventually, I did it. So, listen to some more Solush.
People, I don't love the way white people treat black people, you know. Mean like that at all. But black people stupid. Black people so stupid, they don't even understand that the people who make toilet paper giving them a message. And they won't take it. Watch me. They make white toilet paper, blue toilet paper, green, pink, yellow, every color except black. Because black people ain't supposed to take shit from nobody. Solush! Oh yeah!
You gotta clap for that one. Put your hands together for that one. You know how it is. That's Solush, man.
Watch! And I want to explain to you the country that I come from. You see the country I come from? It's a serious country, you know? Watch me, yeah? It reminds me as if we didn't have transportation long ago. Everything next door. Right there. So, you know, if you don't make it in one institution, you end up immediately in the next one next door. Watch me. The courthouse near the jail. The hospital near the cemetery. We have a restaurant near funeral home. And like that ain't enough, the government we had now just put the A-level college for students next to the crazy house. You're supposed to clap for them things here.
Come on.
Yep.
That's invincible.
Watch me. You know that washing powder tide? They was doing a world survey. So they went to Trinidad and Tobago. And they met a lady in Rose. Excuse me. Do you wash in tide? She said, "Yes, I wash in tide." So, well, when you wash in tide, what happens? She said, "When I wash in tide and I put on clothes, all the boys just look at me real nice. My husband clothes just look mwah, and the children just look spanking. The color don't change." They go to Jamaica, they meet a Rasta man. They say, "Ras, do you wash in tide?" He say, "Yes, I does wash in tide." So, well, Ras, why do you wash in tide? He said, "When I wash in tide and put on a shirt, the girls think I have on cologne." They go on Toronto. They meet a Chinese man. They say, "Ching, do you wash in tide?" He say, "Yeah, yeah. I wash in tide all the time." They say, "Well, Ching, why do you wash in tide?" He say, "I wash in tide because outside too cold." Solush. You're supposed to clap.
You're supposed to clap. You're supposed to clap. Yeah, man.
Rasta. I hope they aren't Rasta need to lick me down here. Anything in the back?
Oh, yes.
Well, Dredd, in my country, the police don't carry gun. They carry a thing called a bull pistol. We ain't shooting down the boy. James Mitchell, he's smart. We have enough cemetery to kill people, so. We just, the police now just acquire a bull pistol from Budapest. If you're thief and they hit you, you're done with that. If you're ugly and they hit you, boy, get good looking right away. Well, a Rasta man is living in a high hill home we call Sion Hill, it's high so. And he take his bicycle and he come down in Kingston, go in by girlfriend. When he come back out, somebody take the bicycle. But you know when them talking, you can't understand what they're saying. So he gone in by the police station. Hear me? Heel dread. I and I forward to hesitate. I man forward from the higher region into the lower region. And I horse. He say, I man go forward and check I data. I man forward, iron horse disappear. Well, the police don't understand nothing, sir. He take the bull piss, he them, whoop, whoop. He stand up straight, and say, good morning, officer, how are you? Salute. He say, I came down from Sion Hill last night on my bicycle. And I went to check my girlfriend in Paul's Avenue. And when I came out, somebody stole the bicycle. Police say, thank you, Sion Hill. You're supposed to clap.
You're supposed to clap.
Yeah.
Hey, Salute. Somebody online, how are you doing this afternoon?
Very good, thank you.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, man. So, you remember the last time he was in Montreal?
Yes, I was at the program. I was there. Oh my God, did I laugh to my belly's bus.
Yes. You know something? Solution always make you laugh. And you know, it's really, really, it's 12 years already since he's passed.
Yeah, well,
I can't believe that.
Oh.
And you know, we grew up together. First time he came to Canada,
right?
Came to North America to do a show.
Mm-hmm.
I brought him.
Oh, that.
And then he started moving all over the world. After he won the comedy festival in Trinidad and Tobago, so and the last show he did here in his life time, he did it right here in Montreal for me.
Definitely. Oh, wow.
And he went home. We went to Quebec City. I showed him Quebec City. He, on his way to Quebec City, he was dancing in the snow.
Oh, wow.
Because I had on my, you know, he got out of the car. He said, I have to get out. I have to. First time he ever seen snow, because there was no snow in Montreal. When we were going to Quebec City, he saw snow. And boy, mm-hmm. He really enjoyed that. Then he went down to, then we came back and we drove to New York.
Oh.
And you know, his daughter was going to school there. Boy, we had a really good time. He paints his house every year.
Oh.
And he had just retired, and he said, well, this year it wouldn't be home until the 10th of December, so you wouldn't have time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the day he was painting his house, he told his wife, look, Raphael is coming down, and I retire around the same time. We were all retired, and we were going to Trinidad Carnival on a yacht.
Wow.
And he had a friend with a yacht, and he decided to paint his house before I come down, because when he leave, he wouldn't have time anymore. So that Sunday, the 14th of January, he called his brothers to his house to help him paint the house. So it was a Sunday, and when they went over, the brothers said the whole place was locked up, and his Jeep was in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't answering the phone or anything. So they climbed over in the veranda. When they look inside, he was on the floor, spread.
Mm-hmm.
And when they broke in and get inside, he was already dead.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't help but save him. But you know,
yes.
What could he do? He did what he had to do in life.
That's it.
For us. And boy, we enjoyed.
Yes.
We enjoyed him.
Oh gosh, I did enjoy him. And that's so. Oh, mm-hmm. With the toilet paper.
Yep.
Was the biggest hit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. they don't make black toilet paper at all, because black people don't take shit from anybody.
I know we don't fix it, but I didn't know the reason why.
Yeah,
because... It makes sense.
Yep. All right, thank you for giving us a call. And
you're very welcome, and Happy New Year, and all the best.
Thank you very much, Heidi. All right. Yeah, man. I ain't going there. This is Connector.
This year I go play a mass. Everybody I up in first class. Go help punching inside me class. If you mind me business, you'll do fast.
Mind your business.
Try to stop me up in everybody. Anywhere the fat day, that is where you go find me. Cause I'm going there.
Anywhere the fat day, I go in there. I go in there.
Job only way. Cause I'm going there.
I remember a long time, no rain can stop no fit in Montreal, you know. But I don't know these things. Everybody canceling out. Yeah, man, I go in all the way.
I go in there.
Oh yes, that's the Connector, Toronto. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Talking about Salush. This is the Beckett. We grew up together. Beckett, Salush, all of us, we did this thing together. We start out since we were boys. Oh man. And Beckett is another one that the guys grew up with and brought to Canada a lot of times, right here in Montreal. Vinci Mass, I'm going home this year for Vinci Mass. Vinci Mass are coming.
July in the sun. July. sitting down. Vince Mars, I tell you. Vince Mars, I warn you. Blackorama, Market Square.
Saint Vincent, come in!
Oh, everywhere. Vince Mars, I tell you. Vince Mars, I warn you. Get down in the sun. Make love in the sun. Drink your whiskey in the sun. Let us get high in the Vince sun. I will tell you. I will warn you. Vince Mars, I warn you. Just get high in the Vince sun. I will tell you, Vince Mars, I tell you what I warn you. Vince Mars, I warn you.
Yeah, man, I'm coming to Vince Mars 2020. This year, are we gonna sing it like this? We gonna sing it like this when we go down here. Ooh la la, ooh la la, Beckett. Hey man, I've been doing some the best of St. Vincent and best of the Caribbean. Beckett, Salush, yeah man.
I see the little Indian girl coming down for carnival. Jumping in a groovy band, that is how I met Susan. Singing a simple melody, lyrics simple and catchy, telling everybody to join and sing with she. Lo tong to lo tong to lo tong to lo tong. Ooh la la le la la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la le la la. Ooh la la.
Oh yes, sing along, la la. Vince Mars, I come in. Oh yes. These guys make Vince Mars the biggest after Trinidad. Let me go.
Now she start to prance as if she in a trance. Only one foot on the ground, like a top, she's spinning round and round. Behold,
Ooh la la, ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Aha.
Ooh la la, le la la. Ooh la la.
The ABC of soca.
Ooh la la. Ooh la la, le la la.
Alston Beckett Cyrus.
La la. La la.
Sing along, la la. La la. Pum 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 pum.
Ooh la la,
yeah mama.
La la,
ooh la la, la 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 la.
Oh yes.
Ooh la la, la 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 la. Ooh la la, la 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 la.
Ooh la la, I tell you. ABC, ABC.
La 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 la.
I tell you, St. Vincent is sweet. Two of the biggest stars come out of St. Vincent, Alston Beckett Cyrus and Salus, and we're here to support them and you know, like remember what went on when Salus was here. And Beckett is telling you, rejoice, because you know, anytime could be our time. I love you, St. Vincent.
Now big up SVG, the natural place to be. This is the rude boy Kurt along with the original ABC. Now come down and sing about the country.
I love you, I love you, SVG.
SVG, home of the blessed SVG. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, I love you. Can look at the sunrise, can look at the sunset. Sweet Mother Nature, such beauty, such splendor. Can live my life without fear. Freedom to go anywhere. You got love. You got peace from La Soufre to the Grenadines. I love you, SVG, me sweet little nation, SVG. I love you, SVG, home of the blessed SVG. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, I love you.
God bless. God bless St. Vincent and the Grenadines, God bless. God bless sweet SVG. SVG is a nation in the Caribbean. A full time now, no need to mention. You are so beautiful, you're one in a million. So many lovely beaches with the white sea sand. The golden sunlight that give life to the plants. The fresh air that blow from the sea to the land. The volcano is there for a reason. Judge, I put it if you when things start go wrong. The lovely Grenadines, a chain of islands. Some beautiful scenes that attract everyone.
Calypso and reggae, look here. To Dingoli, bamboo melody, and in harmony, night morning, Christmas and carnival. You got so much bacchanal. Wailing time is any time.
Every time,
and any time
is wailing time.
Is wailing time.
Oh yes,
I love you, SVG. Nation,
yeah man, on the on this country,
you,
in the Caribbean, you could catch a whale.
St. Vincent,
oh yes,
and the Grenadines,
and
I love you, mango guava jelly, early morning fish tea, coconut water, farina and zabuka, pilau, crayfish and kalalu, sauce dumpling and maniku. Roast breadfruit, the bulgur dish, and much, much more deliciousness. I love you, SVG.
Oh my gosh. When I hear about those food, boy, I want to go to St. Vincent right now. Oh my, my.
The blessed SVG.
Yeah, man.
Saint Vincent and the Grenadines.
I love
SVG, you're the natural place to be, that's the fact. As far as I travel upon you, make ya turn me back. And make ya stay too long, from me green coconut, the mango, the papaya, sugar, apple and sour sap. Me sweet, sweet blackfish, green peas and carrot. Palm meal dumpling, the provision and chicken back. The breadfruit and saltfish, our national dish. So from my birthright, I can never, never switch. You have so much beautiful results, such as Falls of Belen. And me have to mention the botanic garden. The parrot is so unique and so splendid. It's our national bird, so we have to be protective. Now man and woman, say boys and girls, don't bother the tourists, allow them to enjoy our hospitality so that them can return employ a smiling face. Give them a warm welcome, because tourism is everyone's concern. God bless St. Vincent and the Grenadines. God bless with SVG. God bless St. Vincent.
God bless St. Vincent. God bless you. God bless you. All right, because, you know, you brought some amazing entertainers here in this world, and, you know, we got to go at some time, but Salush went too soon, and without any reason, he left us, so we're still celebrating. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. CJLO, Caribbean Callaloo.
A new decade has begun, and we're ready to reach new heights in 2020 vision. The Lux Magna Festival has returned for its third edition, and we're inviting you to join us for some music, film, visual art, dance, and more. Featuring performances by Sedani, Big Brave, Trana Wintour, Backwash, Sarah May, Mini Massive of Nomadic Massive, Gail Young, Olivia Short, and plenty of other acts from near and far. Lux Magna 2020 kicks off Wednesday, January 22nd, and runs until Sunday, January 26th. For more information, please visit luxmagna.ca. Lux Magna, escape the shadows, enter the great light.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More Fire! More Fire!
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Callaloo with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
Ratato, Donkey Lego.
Oh yes, check this one out.
Look the donkey coming, look the donkey coming, move it fast, lay it fast. Please don't try to stop him, please don't try to stop him. He's hearing the music playing, so he heading for the party. When you see the donkey coming, clear off the road, he ain't making jokes. Donkey out to have some fun. The donkey on the sofa highway.
Hee-haw, hee-haw,
hee-haw. He mashing up the sofa highway. See the donkey gallop,
gallop.
See the donkey
kick up,
see the donkey prance up,
prance up.
See the donkey roll,
roll.
See the donkey roll,
roll.
Yeah, the donkey.
Hee-haw.
Yeah, man,
hee-haw.
Donkey galloping.
The donkey on the sofa highway.
Hee-haw,
hee-haw. He mashing up this over highway. Steady way, move from there. Look the donkey coming, look the donkey coming. Move your car, move your car. The donkey hearing music, the donkey hearing music.
Donkey having fun, boy. That year dancing big sad. That donkey dance on the road. You better look out when the donkey coming. There was a road match for that year, I tell you. The donkey coming. This is Black Sand. This is Black Sand coming up here now. Because the only country known for the black sand beaches in the Caribbean, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The band Black Sand is here.
Just listen to you behaving, Wassy. Everybody flexing with the passe. Passy in the front, passy in the back. The city full of, they don't want to stop when the bands and play. What I hear we say, watch your hands in the air, passe. Rocks in the air, passe. Rocks in the air, passe. Everyone I say, take your passy and move it.
Move it, move it, get your passy and move. Let me go, let me go. Passy, passy. Man, spread your legs and chuk 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 chuk. Pass it. Kalaloo 514-848-7471. Yes.
Foreigners from anywhere. Soca music in the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole of the Caribbean coming together as one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trinidad and Grenada. Barbados and Antigua, we don't want to start the fiesta. England and Germany, Canada, New York City, in the freshman, we want to come from wave and rant and wave and
follow me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Follow me. You know something, Master J just come in. Master J just came in the house because he said he'd been slipping and sliding all over the place and he ain't nowhere going. And he asking me, 610, how come you ain't have money? Because I need to come when I come here on Saturday. I need to fly in. I don't need nothing to stop me. and he asks me, what you do with your money? And this is what I tell him. Master J, I don't have no money, boy. This is what I do with my money. This is what I do with all my money. My money gone.
In fact, I'm broken every Friday. They calling me, poking jumpy, waiting for me. Crazy, crazy, it's boboli, them boboli. Come here with me, do with me money. Me pocket empty, empty, empty. Cause all the money, money, money. I say it in the, in the, in the, in the hairy bank. All the money gone. In the hairy bank, all the money dead. In the hairy bank, all the money gone. In the hairy bank, all the money dead. In the hairy bank.
That is the best bank to put your money, boy. Your money's safe when you put it in the hairy bank. Yes, anytime I put my money in the hairy bank, I just go and take it out all the time. You always get to go to the bank all the time. You go take out your money, right? Yeah, man.
Another thing,
took it up.
You see that thing, took it up. That little thing, took it up.
Yep.
If it's teeny weeny, if it's not so beany, if it's big and heavy, get somebody to help you. You see that thing, took it up.
You better choke it up.
Another thing,
nice.
It up.
Don't care if it's small, just choke it up, okay? You see that thing there? I go choke it up for you. This is the first bumper song. A soca song came out of the Caribbean. The first bumper. But this is where bumper started, right in the Caribbean, in St. Vincent.
Morning, Monday evening, masqueraders, Tuesday whining.
Behind a bumper, in front a bumper, touching a bumper, rubbing a bumper.
CJ na Joan,
rolling the bumper.
Dana Oi,
shaking she bumper. Them guys, behind a bumper.